In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Dear brothers and sisters, today's gospel tells us the parable of a man in great debt. And when he's called before his debtor, his master, to settle the account, he doesn't have the resources to settle it. And so he pleads for mercy. And the master is merciful and forgives the man his debt. But this same man, as soon as he received mercy from his master, and even in Blessed Theophylact says, in order to help repay the debt to that master, he runs out to a fellow servant who also asks him for mercy in repaying his debt. But rather than showing this man mercy, who owed him a little, he gives judgment. He has his fellow servant thrown into prison until he can pay his debt in full. The other servants standing around saw this. They saw the mercy that the master had given to this man and the harshness with which he treated his fellow servant. So they reported it back to the master. And the master calls the man, as we just read before him, and asks why he didn't show the same mercy to his fellow servant that he had shown to him. Then the master judged the man according to his own actions. He had him put into prison until he could pay his debt, which basically, with the implication of the story, is forever. The gospel ends with a word from our Lord himself. So my heavenly Father also will do to each of you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his debts. This gospel reminds us, brothers and sisters, that we have a merciful God who is ready to forgive our debts or our trespasses. You know, there's a little difference in the translation of the Lord's Prayer that we use. But the word in Greek is the word debts. It's ophelema. A trespass is like when you trespass onto somebody's property, you're doing something wrong against them. But a debt is something you owe to them. Because, you know, obviously the first application is of a financial situation. Some financial debt that you owe them. But also another debt you owe them because of some way in which you've wronged them. I would just say humbly that I think the word debts is a better translation. Again, this gospel reminds us that we have a merciful God who's ready to forgive our debts. All we need to do to receive his forgiveness is to humble ourselves like the man in this parable and ask. Sometimes, however, we find it difficult to do this thing because our prideful selves get in the way. Our pride gets in the way when we're driven by our own self-will, and we believe that we can solve all of our own problems on our own. We don't need the help of God or of others. When we live by our own self-will and pride, we end up struggling in this life. But at some point in time, in each of our lives, something happens, or will happen, to bring us to the end of ourselves and the end of our own power. And this is the point where many of us have turned to God in a way that perhaps we hadn't previously done, to ask him to open the floodgates of his mercy. Some people, however, refuse to surrender their own will to the Lord and continue to struggle, even when they reach the end of themselves, until the end of their own lives. What we find when we're ready to ask God for mercy and for his forgiveness is that he is there for us, ready to receive us and to show us his mercy. What a loving being. You know, there's many conceptions of who God was in the ancient world down to modern times. None of them is very much of a loving God. A God who might occasionally be a nice guy, but not one who is characterized by his willingness, his zeal even, to exercise his mercy and his forgiveness and his love toward his creation. We have many temples around the world throughout history where there was cults of prostitution to the god for some reason, for satisfying earthly pleasures. We have many different religions around the world or religious expressions where they were sacrificing things to the gods out of their absolute abject fear of the gods, even sacrificing other human lives or young human lives. Of course, what we would say from the Christian perspective, having been given such a revelation of the mercy and love of God, of the true God for his creation, is that these things are abject errors and heresies and wrong, and even the gods that are being worshipped in those temples and in those religious expressions are the demons who are trying to pervert the true intention and will of God towards his creation. We have such a loving God. Let's not overlook that too quickly. And today's gospel shows us that love so clearly. So, of course, does the beautiful story of the prodigal son, which we all know and love. Yet, today's gospel reminds us that not only must we be willing to ask for mercy or forgiveness in order to receive it, to humble ourselves and ask, but we must also be willing to practice forgiveness and mercy ourselves. God is calling us to be a merciful people. For as our Lord says elsewhere, therefore be merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Our Lord also reminds us of this when he teaches us how to pray. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. But the greatest example of practicing forgiveness is seen in our Lord himself when he is on the cross and he says about those who are murdering him, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Here Christ shows the extent to which we also must be willing to forgive. We must be willing to forgive those persecuting us, even without any justifiable cause. But when it comes to practicing forgiveness and mercy, we often become impatient with our fellow man. Often this is because we don't see them making any progress, or we see that person doing the same thing to us over and over and over again. Yet in the passage just before today's gospel passage, when Peter asks the Lord how often he should forgive another their sins, what does the Lord reply? Until 70 times 7. When our Lord says this, he doesn't mean a specific number of times. He's using the biblical understanding of numbers to explain how patient we should be with sinners, or with anyone who's trespassed against us, or who owes us some form of debt. The number 7 in biblical terms means fullness. So 70 times 7 means that we are to be willing to forgive forever. This again shows the incredible extent of God's love for us, his creation, and also at one and the same time, the extent that we must be willing to love his creation as well. St. Nikolai Velimirovich writes, he who has no patience with us when we sin does not love us. He says this in order to show the importance of patience. And he goes on to say, patience, forgiveness, and joy are the three greatest characteristics of divine love. Without these three characteristics, there is no love. If you give the name love to anything else, it's as though you're giving the name sheep to a goat or a pig. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us love one another with patience. Let us bear with each other's weaknesses in patience. And let us forgive each other's debts liberally, just as we ask our Heavenly Father to forgive us our debts. Let us be a people characterized by thankfulness for our Master's mercy, and a people characterized by our mercy towards others. To the glory of God. Amen.